Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, we're back. Well, obviously. Grant Hackett returns to the pool. Todd Carney could be returning too. And Lara Bingle has had a kid. Why are we talking about that? Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening. We're back. It seems like it's been months. It's only been a week or two. Former Legend is with me. I'm Late Mailman. You can find me on Twitter at Late Mailman. I've got at @former_legend, and you can find us on the podcast at @FCTTB_podcast. Former Legend, welcome back.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Very well. Do you want to...
Let's talk about where you were last week.
Where I was.
The news hit you hard.
Which news?
The One Direction, Zayn.
Oh, for God's sake.
You've had to have a week off.
Wasn't there other news? Wasn't there some news that hit you hard? Where were you last week? We were talking about a flat tire outside of Cooper Petey or something like that.
The Camira let me down horribly.
Holden's flagship.
Car
to think
the
they don't make it anymore.
Car a year in 83 or something, I think.
Fair dinkum. Mm. Oh, well, there we go. That's the explanation. We're back. We're back. Some great response to the Yvonne Sampson iPhone roulette that we played the other week, which was warming.
Mm.
What a great guest she was.
She was excellent. Excellent. Well, I think anyone who didn't love her before now would certainly love her. And we'll do that again. I believe you've added a few more additions to the phone. So
We've added some more to the phone, and we've also I've shared a calendar with Yvonne so that we can sync up when we're going to have her back on later in season 2015. Because how good she going on there? You know she tweeted me a private message the other day. Just
here we go.
No. But swipe right. It was while she was on air on Channel 9.
Nah.
I looked at the time. I was like, 9:50. You came off air at 10:30. Head in the game, Yvonne. Head in the game. Let's do the news.
Australia's new national anthem.
It's like I've been missing an old friend. But it's back. We're back. Let's do the news. First one, the ICC World Cup. There's been a lot happening, obviously, since we've been on last time. The ICC World Cup, Australia thrashed the Kiwis in the final. Bit of an anticlimax in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It goes to show that Kiwis probably can play people in backyards, but when you play on a real cricket ground, no good.
Well, it kind of played to script, didn't it? Because of that whole, what was it, MCG so big. Did you see that hashtag that caught on?
Yeah, it was good.
Quite funny.
It was good.
It was actually one of those ones where most tweets were actually really good.
Yeah, a couple of the Kiwi boys jumped in on board too. They were very good.
Well, they were the ones who started it.
Right.
Yeah. So it was a bit of a sort of a sarcastic hashtag sort of thing they got going because Matthew Hayden, the great man.
Yes.
The big, strong, smacking opener.
Strapping fisherman.
He is strapping. He basically said, you know, as a bit of a, that sledge that he and McGrath and Warne, they would always, before a series or before a big game, they would always come out and say this, that and the other and psych out their opponents. Mm. And generally it would work because they were just awesome. So he said that, and then the Kiwis in retribution to that.
Hashtag
MCG so big, it was very good.
Seen Matthew Hayden's left cag, but it's a story for another day.
Well,
what about what about Shane Warne's efforts on the...
Which ones?
How thirsty are you? How thirsty are you? I don't give a rat's ass.
Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? I saw a good tweet about that, actually. Someone said, he's like that guy that keeps asking you where you're going and you keep trying to avoid the question because you don't want him to come along, but Shane, he's going to come along anyway.
Yeah.
Warnie.
Are you having a drink? I'll come for a drink.
Can we come for a drink?
Yeah. Everyone, we're all going for
a
drink.
I'm surprised you didn't get a mention of, what is it, Bar 23 or whatever.
Apparently
it is.
That's where they ended up.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised you didn't sort of, you thirsty boys, you thirsty boys, Bar 23 will sort you out.
Yeah.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, Nike.
Yeah, exactly.
Just while we're on cricket very quickly, congratulations to Dave Warner and Candice Fowlson who got married and...
Top bloke.
Icy.
Hmm. Number two, NRL finishes round five with a few upsets. I tell you what, I tweeted yesterday. My tipping is righteously up the poop.
I don't think you're Robinson Crusoe on that one, but mate, I think you're in some good company.
Yeah, I've had a 3 and a 4, I think, in the last 2 weeks.
How many did you get
last
week?
And how about footy tips? They cushion the blow when they send you the email at the end of the week. They wrote, respectable tipping. You got 3. Respectable tipping? 3 out of 8? I don't think that's respectable at all.
There's a few upsets.
That's a fail, my friends.
You wouldn't have got the... Let's go through. I'm going to tell you what you wouldn't have got right. You wouldn't have got the Raiders.
Correct.
You wouldn't have got Dragons.
Correct.
Wouldn't have got the Sharks.
Correct.
You wouldn't have got the Tigers.
Correct.
You wouldn't have got the Cowboys.
Correct. They're my
Thank
5.
You very much.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, no, it was a very, very tough week for the tipsters. Saying that, picked up some money off Sportsbet. Thanks very much, Joel Kane.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's always putting his hand in his pocket.
Oh, yeah. He's still got his play lunch money, hasn't he?
Bit of a punctuality problem, but that's another thing. Number 3, Todd Carney has the door slightly ajar to return to the NRL.
Mm.
Your thoughts on that?
Nah, not really. Oh,
nah. You don't think it's going to happen, or you're not too crash hot on it?
I don't care, mate. Yeah? The bloke's had more starts than Farlap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, you know, he's never done anything, you know, horrific, but geez, he's had some starts. But
he's
anyway.
A pest, isn't he?
Yeah.
He'd put that, you remember that Peter Hoare, that guy who used to,
yeah.
The serial pest, yeah. Like that was his name. Todd Carney is like that, but he doesn't really do it covertly. Like he doesn't spring it on people. He just goes, I'm Todd Carney. I'm going to Todd Carney all over the place.
Our Canberra listeners will probably know of a bar named All Bar None, which is where I ran into Todd Carney
right.
On the
he
drink.
Didn't, he didn't burn your hair or anything like that, did he?
No, he pinched me under the arm. I never met him before in my life.
Of course he did.
Yeah, anyway. I'm
surprised he could reach that high, to be honest. He's not a big man.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, there's talk about him heading to the Sharks, please.
Nah, Roosters.
Yeah,
there
again.
You there you go.
Yeah, because
Politis.
He's mates with Politis, wasn't he? And
yeah.
Politis never wanted... He always thought that Politis was going to be his white knight, right?
Yep.
And that's why he was sort of pushing the envelope a little bit.
Word on the street is that...
But Noisy wanted him out. And then Noisy showed up at Cronulla where he showed up. Jesus.
Yeah,
he'd have just been counting the days until he got flicked from Cronulla, right?
Yeah, the wheels kept turning there. So yeah, that's the word on the street.
Okay. Injuries are ripping through the competition, as we've seen.
Mm.
Manly are crippled.
Yes.
In a matter of speaking.
Mm.
Souths have got one big out. The Bulldogs have got 10,000 outs
yes.
through injury and suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Just quite a few extended period injuries as well.
Mm.
Like Souths have got Adam Reynolds now going to be on the sideline for anywhere between a couple of months and a few months, 5 months even, depending on who you speak to. I've kept hearing
one
ligament.
Month. 1 month.
Which ligament is it? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Because... It must be medial or posterior because...
When they said 4 months.
Yeah.
That was...
They must have thought it was an ACL to start with.
Anyway.
1 month
is the word on the street this week. Today.
Dylan Walker's still coming back from his break. The Bulldogs have lost Brett Morris.
Yes. Coming through suspension, but we'll talk about that soon.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole can of worms, that whole Bulldogs-South thing, but...
Roosters lost Guerra.
They have broken jaw, I believe.
Yeah.
That's soft. Did he play on?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, because Sean Kenny Dow, you know, he whatever, just did a grand final and scored a try with blood pissing out his mouth. But
yeah. And
come on, AIDS.
Oh, no, that was the cheek of Sam Burgess.
Yeah.
You probably didn't hear about it. He broke his cheek in the game.
Fair dinkum. What?
Yeah, no.
What, recently? Like last league or something?
Some game. I can't remember. It's quite a big deal.
And who's this bloke you're talking about?
Yeah, Sam... I don't know.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I do know him. They ran a friggin' 2 or 3 minute piece on him.
Are you serious?
In the lead into the Bulldogs Robitoes game the other day.
Sorry.
Get over it, 9.
Sorry,
he's gone. Get over it. Fair dinkum. You know, it was like he'd passed on. They were saying, yes, he'll be. It was Rabs doing his little soliloquy. He'll be there in the north of England in the cold, watching the game, his friends, his teammates, get over it. He's gone.
Channel 9 do a good job occasionally, and then sometimes they miss the mark. The inside Sonny Bill's head stands out for me from last year.
That his internal monologue.
Oh, wow.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah.
Anyway, we could talk for all night about that one.
And then bro, cheer. Yeah.
The AFL and the Asada thing.
I'm going to blow up at this.
Okay.
All right.
So insufficient evidence has been, it's been concluded that there is insufficient evidence to further prosecute the Essendon players in the Darkest Day in Sport saga, which went on over 2 years ago. Can you believe that?
All right, let's start from the start. This will be. I'll do this as quick as
I can. We're not going to do like a chronological events thing, are we?
Man, the darkest day in sport was the greatest load of hot cock you've ever heard.
Right.
All right. Politically driven bullshit. Secondly, the AFL are doing their own investigation. We all know where that was going to head up. End up.
Yeah, let's get rid of a whole team.
You know, Ivan Milat, chief prosecutor on Ivan Milat.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. And it was, the report needs to be released 2 days before the start of the season.
That was in the Football Association, the FA in England, did an investigation into the FA.
Yeah.
They did an investigation into their own organisation.
FIFA, wasn't it?
FIFA, well, sorry, not the FA. Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, and finally, I just want to say, and it's been quite good on Triple M. They've given Sandor Earl a run. They've spoke to Sandor and his mum.
Isn't he well-spoken?
Yeah, and honest, brutally honest.
Yeah.
And there are some people that would probably, were very lucky if rumours led to be believed. Sandor seemed to cop a real bad rap and no one else did.
Yeah.
Yet, word on the street is there was far more deeper participants in that. And the other person I feel sorry for right now, for no other reason than that, if it's ASADA investigating you, you think, what's the... You know, their credibility's gone, is Marty Kennedy. Sitting on the sidelines right now.
Yeah. Wow. I must admit, I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
And that's only been a month or so.
Yeah. I just think, you know what? If ASADA's investigating you, piss off.
I
written and spoken.
Yeah. Yeah. So, after all that, the AFL's decided to finally have a kick.
Mm.
They've wrapped up their preseason round robin, is the only way I can call it. NAB Challenge doesn't have a cup at the end. They dropped the cup because they don't actually play for anything anymore.
So no one won that.
No one wins anything.
Right.
It's just a round robin with a nice big corporate backing.
Mm.
So the AFL's kicked off. Sydney's final quarter against Essendon.
Geez, Essendon stopped. Just like they needed something.
Come
they on. Needed some help. They needed some. A kick right at the end. They needed some, I don't know, what would you say?
What I would say is they
needed
beat
to inject
Essendon.
Themselves with some energy.
Okay. The Port Freo game was also a cracker as well. Cracking final quarter there. GWS got up for the first game of the year, for the second year in a row, funnily enough. They beat the Swans first round last year.
They did too, yeah.
And got up against St Kilda this week, which was a bit bittersweet. It was good to see GWS get up, but I would have liked to have seen Nick Riewoldt get the win for his late sister, it's been a tough time for that family. Hawthorne smashed Geelong as well they doubled them.
Scarily,
they lapped them. 120-odd to 60-odd. Speaking of the Mexicans, Grant Hackett returns to the pool and qualifies for the World Championships in the relay.
Mm.
But he's there. A bit beige.
Mate.
Or the whole
Grant Hackett. Grant Hackett leaves me cold. Grant Hackett's history leaves me cold with his carry on.
Yeah.
Grant Hackett, the self admitted drug addicted bloke, leaves me cold, and swimming leaves me cold. So
seriously, what the hell is in those pools?
Mm.
Like
other people's piss.
He's not the. Is that what it is? Well, for the. By that token, Bear Grylls should be stark raving mad.
Yeah, but did you see some of them Chinese girls? You want to drink their piss?
Yeah, Weedo Ping and Ye Wee Wan, I think they were. Thank you, Billy Birmingham. Sebastian Vettel breaks Mercedes' stranglehold and wins his first Grand Prix in a Ferrari.
Mm. Australia's favourite driver.
Oh, he's a pain in the arse.
Yeah.
Mind you... It's come to light that he's not the only little piece of work in the F1.
Oh, you're joking.
Well, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan, I'll admit that. But I mean, although the Aussies have sort of... I think the Aussies show themselves to be quite good. But Lewis Hamilton, what a little biatch.
Yeah.
Did you see the carry-on with the... He got all cranky because they were talking to him and going into the turn the other day. Don't talk to me, I'm taking corners. Mate, turn your wheel. Ease off the accelerator just a little.
How does he go with sat nav?
Fair dinkum. Mate, if you ever driven in a car with kids, they don't stop talking. And I'll tell you what, there's a few bends out on the road. Anyway, I digress. Sebastian Vettel.
Whatever.
And finally, in the news.
The biggest news of the week.
Lara Bingle, Sam Worthington, had a kid, called it Rocket.
As
Rocket
you,
Zot.
As you do.
Rocket Zot Worthington.
Yeah.
Okay, so now in their defense, Zot was the nickname.
No, there is no defense.
Zot was the nickname of Bingle's late father. Why don't you call the kid his actual name? Zot is like a... You know what Zot is? Zot is a sound effect from a 1970s Batman cartoon.
It is too, yeah.
Oh, call him Rocket Thwack Worthington.
She is a genuine banana. And then she comes out and says, stop taking the piss. You're all weak as piss.
Yeah.
Here's a scoop, honey. You're in the public eye. If you don't take the piss out of your kid's name, go and move out to the burbs. Stop putting yourself in New Idea and we'll walk back off.
Speaking of which, time for the rant. All right, the Bulldogs-Rabbitohs game. Good Friday, or they say not so good Friday these days.
Couple of players look like they needed a steak.
How about all the stories that have come out of it? Injuries, suspensions. You know, the story that I think is one of the most, not I don't know if serious is the word, but Brett Morris tearing his hammy on that meaningless play after all that had gone down.
78th minute.
Did you see the way he got man of the match in the losing side? The shot of him as man of the match was an aerial shot that looked like he'd been sniped.
Right.
And there he is lying prone on the ground with a strap across the bottom of the screen saying, Brett Morris, man of the match. Hooray!
Yay!
Right. Yeah. Quick, Brett, say thanks, VB. Thanks, Channel 9. Brett, stop screaming.
Maybe they should have just given it to Sam Burgess that week.
yeah, by default. Yes, Brett Morris's award will be accepted by Sam Burgess. Oh, what, he's here at the game? You don't say.
In a monologue.
Where do we start, though? Let's start with the obvious. James Graham, the charge down on Adam Reynolds. Go for it.
James Graham was doing what he's paid to do, and that's not break Adam Reynolds' knee or anything like that. James Graham would have had to have gone through a video session the next week if he hadn't have done what he'd done, and Des would have tore strips on him saying, why didn't you have a red-hot go at that?
Yep.
I don't think James Graham in any way deliberately had a crack at trying to hurt Adam Reynolds. His eyes were for the ball. His head was down because he didn't want to get kicked in the face.
Yeah.
And it was an accident. The only thing I can say with that is that perhaps you can say that he shouldn't be hitting the bloke if he's trying to charge him down. But shit happens. And yeah, so with that, I don't think James Graham has anything but... he's got nothing to feel bad about, in my opinion.
And what about the response with the referees, the way he carried on? It was vocal. It was colourful.
Colourful? The bloke's a
lunatic. It was British.
Yeah. How red did he get?
In every way.
Tremendous. Tremendous.
I said the other day, how scary would it be, that shot of him pointing at the ref, not pointing, knuckling. Did you see he was knuckling as if to say, not pointing, can't get in trouble because I'm not actually pointing, I'm just shoving my knuckle in your face.
Meanwhile,
he has blood pissing out his hair.
Yeah.
He's got just absolute anger personified on his face. He's the size of a mountain.
Yes, and he was... The last time I seen something that red and that angry... Actually, we won't worry about that. His conduct with the referees was not that becoming of a captain, I'll admit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bad influence on probably the other two blokes in the team that got charged for contrary conduct as well.
Wow, like, Clemmer went from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds.
Clemmer looks like he walked straight off Romper Stomper.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh.
He has got everything... Head-kicking Doc Martens. That's the only thing he's missing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He looked like he was about to tell the ref to bite the gutter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, you're never coming back to the rugby league, David Clemmer. You're expelled. I know that's not really a term, but you're expelled.
So the next thing we go through is obviously the crowd carrying on.
Yeah.
Really, really poor.
Not on.
Really
not,
poor.
Just not on.
Yeah. No matter what referee mistake has been made, even if it was the biggest howler in the world, which it turns out it wasn't.
No, it turns out it was quite clinically spotless.
Yes. There's no need to throw bottles and shit. That's as poor as... And for the Bulldogs fans that did do it, they have done nothing but bring heat on their club that they've already experienced before.
Yeah,
they've got a bad name.
10 years ago.
Yeah, I know, mate. But at the same time, you know, you still live up or down to these things.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing that's going to be trotted out.
Of course.
You know, I mean, whatever happened up at Port Macquarie 15 years ago.
Yeah.
If something similar happened to the Bulldogs, we'd all be saying the same thing again. So, unfortunately, that was really poor, and that's what the Dogs have got to live with and say they should be the most spotless of fans.
Okay, so just further to what we were saying about James Graham and Clemmer and all that, so they've all taken the early guilty.
Mm.
So, they're like, it's hard to argue what everyone in Australia saw.
My understanding was that was from Castle, Raylan Castle, who said it would be set a good example if you just took it on the chin and didn't fight it.
She's a pretty clever operator,
I think. I think so.
From what I've heard.
Yeah.
Can't listen to her for more than 10 seconds.
Nah.
But
I can't look at her without thinking that it's some pommy.
You know what? I don't think I've actually laid eyes on her. I think I've only heard her on the radio. I'll have to take your word for it. Okay, so to that end with James Graham, is he a good captain? Is he
the right person
to be the captain?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's who I would want to run out onto a field behind. He's a lunatic, but he's the Bulldogs' lunatic. So, yes. Do they deserve suspension?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's hard to argue that they don't.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell me that little Johnny, whose favourite player is James Graham, regardless of whether his parents tell him to or not, he's going to, if he tries to imitate James Graham.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a badge of honour for him if he was to get out there and start yelling at the ref or whatever. He's only 8 years old.
Getting away from the role model thing, which I think is a bit of a trumped up sort of excuse to go back with everything we do in this game. I just don't want it to turn into soccer where everyone charges the refs, intimidates the refs.
And it's pretty lawless.
Yeah. And I don't think we ever need to be at that point. So, I don't think that's excusable in any way. What about the fans? I've read, you would have read social media, fans saying, I'm walking away from the game. A lot of Bulldogs fans, that is. So, you know, conspiracy, this, that. Honestly, it's getting a bit tired. Surely you agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're either following the game or not.
You don't chuck your toys out just on one thing.
Yeah.
Other than that, cracking game. Absolute ball terror.
It was.
I watched the hoodie and never once until probably the 75th minute did I think Souths could win that game.
They didn't deserve to, if we're talking about...
They're just there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a champion team, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a champion team. You can't write them off.
They will not go away.
Like the Storm, for instance. As long as they've got Smith, Slater and Cronk, you'll always back them to be able to win any game.
Yep.
You know? And that's what the Rabbitohs are at the moment. Mountain or Molehill time. This is where we throw out a story over the last week or so, or a little bit longer perhaps in this case, because we haven't been on for a couple of weeks. And we sort of say whether it's a big deal or not. Big whoop. Mm. Nothing. Mountain, Molehill. So, our first one. Daly Cherry-Evans coming out after the loss to the Raiders on the weekend, defending his teammates and himself on social media from, quote, so-called, end quote, Manly fans, saying they should be ashamed after the loss to the Raiders. Mountain or Molehill?
It's a Molehill, but I don't know what Daly Cherry-Evans is doing, jumping on social media and playing into that shit.
Well, like Shandor Earl on the radio the other day, he speaks well, and in this instance, has written well. Like it was a crafted thing. It wasn't just Isaac Luke.
Yeah.
I'm going to quickly mash my fingers and come up with some crap on social media thing.
Eat a dick sort of thing. Yeah.
Like, and it was kind of hard to argue what he was saying because I think he had some very valid points. And I've been speaking to Manly fans, and they've thought, yeah, he's kind of right.
Mm.
But should he have just let it lie?
You're entertaining fools.
Yeah.
You know? In my opinion, I don't know, it was on Instagram, wasn't it?
I believe so,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you can do this because I don't do Instagram. But can't he just click like or something? Let him know that he read it and then just leave it at that. Don't enter into it.
Well, in answer to your question, no, you can't.
Okay.
You kind of have to
interact,
like writingly acknowledge something
okay,
like
we'll
that.
We'll just stay away from it then.
Yeah, that's probably the right. I'm going to say mountain just because I think it's more its significance and the fact that it shows that Manly are not only under the pump in that they're last on the ladder at this point in time, they're 1-4.
Mm.
But I think it indicates that the players are feeling the heat.
Yeah.
However, I will not buy into fans' suggestion that perhaps Manly were throwing games in order to get
bullshit.
Rid of Jeff Tuvey or they're lying down or whatever.
Bullshit.
That is absolute nonsense. The day that professional sports teams are doing something like that, yeah, a coach can lose the dressing room and all that sort of stuff. But, mate, you go out there, your instinct is to win.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen teams not try as hard.
Yeah.
But I don't think people just toss it in to try and get a coach sacked.
No, that's absolute nonsense. Our next one, Dave Smith, losing his driver's license, which was exposed by Jim Wilson and Josh Masood on Channel 7 the other day. Mountain or Molehill?
Molehill of the smallest kind.
Oh, way to take my response.
Okay.
It was Molehill Fest 2015.
But can you not see the irony? Jim Wilson is Rebecca Wilson's brother.
Yes.
And he's sitting there whinging about driving records and a bad, it looks bad and
she's
everything else.
She's got a pretty quick record.
She's got
she?
A shocking record, mate. Yeah. Shocking record.
Yeah.
Hello. You know, why do they do it?
And you know
what?
I was
surprised no one had a red hot go at Jim. And I don't mind Jim Wilson. He doesn't do a bad job.
Yeah, well, I can exclusively tell you that my sister Rebecca has, yes, she's had some infringements in the past.
Three.
But she is a good lady.
Three.
Yes, she's done, what were the infringements?
Were you going to say something else there?
let's just move right on. Absolute molehill. All he did was just accrue demerit points for speeding.
And texting, I believe.
Oh,
texting
really?
While driving.
Yeah, okay.
Ah,
okay.
Come on.
He's not out there drink driving.
It's ridiculous.
He's not
it's
leading
stupid.
People on high-speed police chase. I'm sure there's people who've been passing judgment on him who've gotten a few speeding fines. So get off your high horse, you losers.
Yes.
Refereeing standards in 2015. We're talking NRL here, of course.
Mm.
Mountain or a molehill?
Mountain.
Yeah?
Yeah. Only because it's so inconsistent. But the whole league is inconsistent.
Yeah.
But decisions right now are, in my opinion, horrendously inconsistent.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say mountain. And it's time. What do you think about referees doing a press conference after a game?
I feel like there should be some sort of, you know,
Answerability,
if that's even a word. Yes, I think there should be. I don't know if a press conference immediately after the game is the way to do it, because referees need to have time to review things that have happened in the game as well. I guess to that end, so do players and coaches and stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
But, I don't know if it's the definitive solution. My response to the topic at hand, and that is the refereeing standards of 2015, is kind of molehill, because I just feel like it's something that everyone's always whinging about. Like either they're crap because they're going to the video ref too often or something or other, or someone backs himself, maybe he gets it wrong.
I think it was Matty Johns come out today and said, and I don't always agree with what Matty says, but today he came out and said that there shouldn't be a video ref per se. We should have captain's challenge.
Yeah.
Just like they do in the cricket.
Yeah.
You have two, you get both of them wrong, that's it. No more whinging, no more nothing.
Well, they're no fools when it comes to rugby
league. Because
the Johns boys, they come up with some valid things.
Yeah.
And that to me is a good solution, whether it's used in conjunction with or if it's used instead of, or I'm just not sure. It's something I'd have to think a little bit more about to formulate my own decision. But
when they make these referees, who can be often unsighted,
yeah,
say whether it's a try or a no try, and that's what we go off.
They guess. They're guessing.
That's
rubbish. Let's put it down. Like they,
yeah.
They're not deciding. They're guessing.
Yeah.
In a lot of instances.
Similar to the way I do my tax.
you're probably lucky that you're working under a pseudonym right now. And finally as well, this one's a little bit old now, but it's worth a mention. The David Pocock, it was Brumbies Waratahs a couple of weeks ago, and David Pocock spoke up. You actually hear and see the vision, the audio off the ref cam of David Pocock, and the name escapes me, which the other player was.
South African
big
bloke,
tall bloke. No. The other Brumby who was speaking with him. Please tweet me out, Leo Mailman, if you can remind me. He was complaining to the referee about homophobic slurs made by the Waratahs players, and as it has come to wash up, their South African import, again, whose name has escaped me. Brilliant journalism. That's what we do. but during Clive, their clash. Come on, Clive. Notes, mate. Just... You got to sort of see where our cogs are moving towards.
Get off Tinder and Grindr.
Anyway, Mountain or Molehill? The
Molehill on both fronts.
Yeah,
I actually blue. So, mate, in arguments, especially or on football fields, you say some things that are horrendous.
Yeah,
I've done that.
Yeah, but have you ever gone to something which, you know, if it falls on the wrong ears or the right ears, depending on who you're, could be perceived as a hate crime?
Yes. No, not a hate crime.
Yeah. I mean, because if I'm...
But I've said some
stuff. If I'm a footy player and someone slags me off in a homophobic slur, that is by definition, you know, a hate crime. It is up there with racism. You might as well be...
No, I've never done race. And I've never done... I don't think I've ever gone someone's personal sexual choice.
Yeah.
But I've used words like faggot for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that what they were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And mate, yeah, anyway. I still think it's a...
Well, you know by definition that's actually a pile of sticks.
A what?
A pile of sticks.
Is it?
Yeah. I looked it up when I was 10 years old.
Did you?
Someone said it to me and I said, I'm going to look that word up.
I spent 10 years...
And I looked it up in the Macquarie Junior Dictionary and there it was, a pile of sticks.
I was impressed by writing boobs on the calculator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
58,008. Yeah. Get off the fence time. This is one where we throw out a story that's happened in a couple of weeks past. And just like the other one, we pick a side. Instead of mountain or a molehill, this one is just, which do you choose? Or who do you choose, depending on where we go? The first one. What has been the biggest surprise this year? Or the bigger surprise this year? Newcastle only losing one game or Manly only winning one? Can I go first?
Yeah.
For me, Newcastle in an instant.
Really?
Yeah, everyone was talking about the post Bennett era and all that sort of stuff. Please, the Bennett era really never took off.
Yeah,
yeah. They tripped their way to a preliminary final, which is the biggest surprise.
Yeah.
Sorry, is Manly?
Yeah, I agree.
Only winning one. Sorry, I mean Newcastle isn't the biggest one. If you know what I mean. Yeah.
Every now and then, every season, there's always some team floating around the top around round six, round eight that we're surprised with. So I don't believe that's such a surprise. Seeing Manly in position 16 is a shock. A welcome shock, I must say. You know, if they could drag the Roosters down there with them, it would be sensational.
Wouldn't the public be won back to rugby league if that was the case?
Oh.
I had a to and fro with Middo and a punter the other day on Twitter. I say Middo as if I know David Middleton. I don't. I love his work. Someone asked him when was the last time Manly was...
What do you reckon Middo's flat looks like? You reckon it's just old paper clippings hung on the wall?
It would be impeccably clean.
You reckon?
In tidy... Neat as a pin.
I see it the other way.
Really?
I think he's got a little bit of serial killer about him. anyway.
Middo's on Twitter. If anyone wants to let him know, @former_legend is his Twitter handle.
Middo, don't kill me.
Someone said, when was Manly last on the ladder after round five previously?
Right.
It was 2009, and they ended up finishing fifth that year.
They won't finish fifth this year.
Possibly not, but I mean, it's not outside the realms of possibilities.
No.
It's been done before. There is precedent, as they say, in the legal game. I've been watching Suits a lot lately.
I was going to compare it to something else, but I think that's in our next segment, so we'll...
Oh, is that a tease you just did? Is that a hook?
I'll show you a tease.
To keep listeners in for the next... Well, probably 8.5 minutes. Who is Australia's number one bowler? Mitchell Johnson or Mitchell Starc?
Mitchell Starc.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Mitchell Johnson has gone off the boil a little. I mean, he took 3 wickets in the final, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Mitchell Starc looks like the one that's going to cause more damage.
I don't know if it's that he's gone off the boil particularly, or that the others have just caught up and started simmering too. It was a great tournament for team performance, I think, Australia's win. I think pretty much everyone played a starring role at some point.
Some point, yeah.
George Bailey, who you've forgotten even played.
Even Watto.
Yeah. But, I mean, George Bailey, who I had to be reminded actually played, knocked up a half ton, if you don't mind.
Did he?
In the early games against England, I think it was.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, even the... Yeah, it's...
You know what I loved about George Bailey the day after?
His red hair?
No. You know what I loved about him the day after?
He's Tasmanian?
They're still on the drink, and he's still wearing his reserves vest.
Yeah, bless him. He was owning it, wasn't
Legend.
He? Yeah, he was just
Legend.
Going, you know what? No one's taking this
what
from
a
me.
Champion.
I carried the drinks.
Yeah.
I kept them sustained.
This is my vest.
Get off. Get your hands off. Number three, whose draw is worse? The NRL not playing on the Thursday before the Easter weekend, or the AFL not playing on Good Friday?
It's a close race.
Yeah.
But I think the AFL have got to join everyone in 2015 and play some games on Good Friday.
Wait a sec. So they played on Thursday?
Yes.
And then skipped Good Friday?
Yes, because they still have this religious thing about everything shuts down on Good Friday.
Okay, I mean, there's a point there with, there's definite, that still has a bit of an undercurrent in Australian culture.
Mm.
You know, the grog shops were shut. Mm. That's probably got a bit to do with it. That's an interesting one.
Still go to the pubs, but
were the Bulldogs,
still play the pokies.
Were the Bulldogs, Rabbitohs, was their grog being served? Because I thought it was illegal.
No, you can go to the pub now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can run 500 through the Queen of the Nile, but you just can't go and buy a jam sandwich from Woolies.
Yeah, right. Fair enough. I'm going to say AFL not playing on Good Friday. I think everything's relaxed a little bit these days.
I still think, but there should have been a game on Thursday night.
For the rugby league?
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like there should have been, didn't it?
Yeah.
It felt like it was kind of missing a little bit.
Yeah.
And our final one. Who would rather tongue kiss Michael Clarke for an hour? His wife Kylie Clarke or Shane Warne?
I mean, this is, of all our segments, of all our who do you choose as we've done so far in 13 episodes, this is a lay down mazare.
If you've got a spare half an hour or so and feel like trawling through some tweets, go back to @former_legends tweets from around about the moment Michael Clarke walked into bat. And have a look at the tweet that he put out about about Shane Warne's reaction to Clark coming out to bat.
I can't remember what you're talking about now, I remember.
It was very funny. It was very good.
Yeah, no. Without a doubt, Shane Warne, he'll be chapsticking his mouth off and sticking that tongue all the way down.
I think so Clark's too. Mouth. Not just because of Warne's reaction to Michael Clarke over the last few months, but also because Kylie Clarke kind of looks a bit wooden.
Can I just tell you something? Bit of inside information here. Don't want to say who the source is. Kylie Clarke. Quite difficult.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Overs or unders time. This is where we throw out a little bit of a bizarre market, something which those wacky guys at the sporting agencies would be proud of if they had come up with it. And hey, you can take them if you want. Go, put them out to market. We'll be proud. We'll be happy. Mm. The first one. Where will the Cowboys finish in 2015? Under or over 8th place? Go for it.
I'm going to say above 8th. Yep. So whatever that is.
Yeah, overs.
Overs. I know they started badly and I was worried about my tip about them winning the comp.
Yeah.
And whilst I'm still worried about that tip, I still think they'll make the 8 and they'll make it quite comfortably now.
Yeah, I think so too. I didn't for a moment think the Cowboys would miss the 8 this year, and although they went 0-3, they went 0-3, they're now 2-0.
2-3.
Went 0-3 and then 2-0, if you know what I mean, over the last...
Which is also your PIN number.
Don't rob me. There's nothing in there. it just goes to show how quickly the season can turn around. Yeah. You know?
I love when you go back through the first round alarmist tweets. People saying, and I've watched it with the AFL this week, a lot of our AFL fans, that's it, we're gone, or that's it, we're about to win the comp.
Yeah.
Unless you're Hawthorn, then you can probably say that's fair enough.
There was the line to a lot of the Rabbitohs fans over the last few years, the July Premiership.
Get them t-shirts printed up.
I agree, over eighth place. Next one, how many young players will Joey Johns declare will one day play Origin, under or over 20?
Oh, I think over 20. Mm. He's already picked three this weekend.
Yeah.
Jackson Bird was a standout.
Is it Jackson Bird or is it just Jack Bird?
It could be Jack Bird.
Because, I mean, Jackson Bird is the Australian cricketer. But I've been having this conversation with people and a lot of people are finding themselves saying Jackson Bird.
Mm.
Can you guys tweet us as well? I mean,
Dr. Yobbo.
We could just... We could Google it, but I just can't be bothered. So if you could tweet us, please. At Late Mail Man. And
get
Clive,
off Pornhub.
Start
get
earning your 12.5%. By the way, 12.5% of zero is still zero. I agree. Over 20. The next one, Adam Scott. Under or over one major in his career without the cheat stick putter? As in like one more major?
One more.
Over.
Under. I'm saying under.
Okay.
He can't win.
Okay.
He's legless. That big... fucking broomstick.
So he's just basically brought the yips on.
Yep.
In one fell swoop.
Yep.
All right.
So someone tweet us in 2030 and say you were right.
Yeah, exactly. It will go on forever until Adam Scott dies. Well, that was sinister. Jeez. Sorry about that.
You're putting me in the pasture.
Tiger Woods, under or over one major this year. He's currently $1.17 to not win one.
And if Adam
this
Scott
back to,
Adam Scott does disappear, blame David Middleton.
Now, this actually is a bit of a hark back to an under over we did a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Where we said under or over, it was more than one
major, ever again.
Ever. And I took the overs.
Yeah, I took the
overs. I'm now going under. I don't think he's going to win a major this year.
He's $1.17. That's what has inspired this.
Do you happen to know what his world ranking is now?
104?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that he still was hovering around the top 10 not that long ago, and he's suddenly with a bullet.
I think if he drops six more places, he just goes behind Jack Newton. I think Jack's about 103 or something. So, yeah.
Are you pulling my leg, so to speak? I'm not...
Oh, did you ever see that footage from the footy show, Mario Fennick going and visiting Jack Newton?
Yes.
And the cup of tea? That was sensational.
And with cup and saucer.
Oh,
I'd forgotten about that.
I love you.
I'd forgotten about that. Too many knocks to the head, Mario. So we're going unders?
Yeah.
No majors for Tiger this year?
But yeah, for all you punters out there who want to have a 12-month bet, better than bank interest, $1.17, he will not win one.
Our final one. How many Easter eggs did George Rose eat over the long weekend? That's not the funny part. The funny part is the market. Under or over 1,000?
Over. Comfortable.
So I'm going to go unders, but it's a bit of an odd reasoning because I think he had a couple of those 1 kilo eggs.
So do I.
Yeah, well, touche. Our weekly full credit to the boys awards. This is where we go through Twitter and we give a bit of recognition to what we've liked when we've seen there. And what I've noticed is I've got a few people, I don't know if you've got this too, but I had a few people sort of just tagging us in on tweets.
Yeah.
Doing a bit of banter and like then tagging that. Us in the end. I like it.
I love
continue.
Our fans. How
continue,
good.
Please.
Yeah, how good.
Because I got mine from one of them today. Yeah. So I'll get to that in a moment.
A
so at Late Mailman is my Twitter handle. At former underscore legend is that numpty's over there. And we've got at FCTTB underscore podcast as well. And
has anyone started Clive's Twitter account yet?
Well, he's supposed to be monitoring ours. That's what I was about to say. Clive looks at FCTTB and he passes on the stuff that we need to know.
I wonder if someone has had a crack at that.
We have an amateur and we have a celebrity. Go for it.
Okay. I got two because we went off for 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Two amateurs,
that is. My first one is at the underscore red underscore heifer, H-E-I-F-E-R,
yeah,
who I've featured before. I just love it because it's a throwback to Buzz Rothfield and his crisis, constant crisis articles.
Yeah.
And he wrote, "I can't believe Islam is giving Christianity a free hit by not scheduling a religious holiday today."
I don't really want to comment on that one.
Well, he was having a crack at the way Buzz was talking about NRL have given AFL a free hit by not having a game on Thursdays.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's just that.
Yeah, I understand. You're scared.
Your second amateur?
My second amateur is by a guy by the name of at JSullyYD86.
Okay.
Wow. And he tweeted, "It's a shame." I love this. It's about Blake Ferguson. And he wrote, "It's a shame for Ferguson being out for the next 4 months. He was starting to grab this second chance with both hands and fondle it furiously."
Oh, again, I don't really want to touch that.
I love that.
Did he have to put the word furiously in there?
Oh.
It conjures up pictures of Blake Ferguson like making pizza dough. Can
I just say, anyone who uses the term wanking furiously in a tweet, please put me in your tweet. I want to read it.
Oh, shut up. Your celebrity tweet?
You want to do your amateurs?
Okay, I'll do my amateurs. I've only got one this week, actually. And this is, he calls himself League Nut. His Twitter handle is at PoleDog27.
P-O-L-D-O-G-27. And PoleDog27, he couldn't get the first 26.
Bless him, he tagged me in about three or four within about 12 hours. He was like, this one, yep. No, this one will get me. This one will get me in. This one will get me in. Well, this one got you in, PoleDog27. I do like your persistence. It was in reference to the Roosters and the Sharks at the SFS.
Okay.
And they announced that the crowd was 12,004 or something like that, somewhere north of 12,000. And PoleDog chimes in with, "Looks like Andrew G has a new gig doing the SFS crowd figures at Late Mailman." Which was, I like that because that's a bit of a nod to Andrew G, who was trying to handle the books at Brisbane. And he was all over the shop with him, got the sack.
I was thinking Andrew G, isn't that bloke that was...
Osher Ginsburg.
Yeah. No. I'm thinking, what's he got to do with it?
This is a sports show, mate.
Right.
We're talking early 90s Brisbane prop.
Right, yeah.
So good work, PoleDog27, keep it up, champion. And to anyone else who wants to tag us in their hilarity, please do.
Oh, can I just say something about that game, Roosters versus Cronulla?
Yes.
There was a couple of cracking tweets. There was very similar tweets, and I don't know who they were, and I'm sorry that I haven't remembered to say who you were, but who wrote something along the lines of, "A bunch of Roosters fans have reacted badly to this refereeing decision and have started throwing their latte cups at the referees."
Good.
I thought it was very good.
Good. Okay. And my celebrity for the week. Well, you can go first because you go celebrity.
My celebrity is a guy who follows me and has been. He's not a bad bloke. Josh Mentolato.
Yeah.
Used to play for the Knights.
Yeah.
And you can find him at Josh24Mantree.
Mantree.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something doing there. Anyway, he wrote, "Did you hear about that lady that was marrying, wanted to marry a tree?" Anyway,
yeah, I did.
And Josh wrote, "Honestly, how good has Michael Clark gone since he ditched that walking headline, Lara Bingle?" And whilst that wasn't overly funny, I thought it was pretty well on the money.
Oh, it's bang on, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's not the first to have said it, but...
She is a banana.
Yeah. That was the best thing he ever did, was leaving that New Zealand tour. Mm. Come over, say, "You're gone, love. Here you go. I'll buy you an apartment as a goodbye gift." My celebrity is from the guys formerly known as Sportingbet, now known as William Hill.
Is that what it's going on?
Yeah, so that's, I didn't understand that. So yeah, you might have noticed the Sportingbet's disappeared. They've become William Hill. And it's, I swear to God, the same person is doing all the sports betting accounts.
I wouldn't think so, but
all over the shop. Obviously not. But they've all sort of got the same tone. It's like they all went to the same school, the same tweeting school.
Right.
Anyway, at William Hill Oz says, most commentary mentions market. Sam Burgess, $1.80. Stan, $2.60. Greg Inglis, $8. Any other player, $101. That's pretty much how it goes on any Channel 9 Rabbitohs game. And, yep, not surprisingly, Sam Burgess was mentioned in the opener.
Good.
So
good.
There you go. And I'm sure Greg Inglis probably was as well.
Did you see, did you hear Rabs and Gus fumble over Renault Rescue or Renault Rumble or Renault whatever it is?
Bless them for probably feigning interest that they actually watch it.
I think they got 2 minutes in the conversation before they realised, oh shit, we're supposed to be actually pumping this up.
Yes, I bloody love a renovation, Gus. I don't do much of it myself out at Castle Hill. I have people to do that for me. Share my wife. She calls them. But
very good.
I do love a renovation, but goddamn, rescue me from this conversation I'm having with Phil Gould. I think I just turned into John Laws at the end there. Sorry about that.
Geez.
Our Twitter challenge. This is where we've nominated a celebrity that one another has to get a follow and a reply from on Twitter. So we nominated each other's one that they had to do.
I've noticed this is a really simple thing, but God, it's hard to explain for the first
It is time. A little bit, isn't it? It is. Okay, so this is it. Former legend needs to get a follow and a reply from Sally Fitzgibbons because I told him to, and he told me that I have to get one from Shane Warne.
There you go.
And that's it.
Well done.
Yeah.
In a nutshell. Okay, so I had two cracks. First one was, hi, at Sally Fitz. Is Bell's Beach your favourite beach in the world? P.S. Obviously my favourite is Lady Jane Beach in Sydney. # dicks out.
Oh, it always comes back to the dicks. I don't think that's the way you're going to get out of it.
Yeah. No. You know what? I've had a couple of my followers that follow us message her, or not message her, but tweet her and say, come on, just follow him. I appreciate your help, guys.
What was your second one?
Oh, my second one was, hi at Sally Fitz. We here, because I went with your idea. We here at Former Legend Industries have an exciting sponsorship proposal for you. Retweet and follow to get in contact.
Are you just thinking that she sees exciting sponsorship and goes, oh, fuck, whatever, do something quick. Mash the keypad.
Sounds legit, this guy.
And nothing.
No. A lot of people just giving it to me, telling me I'm a loser, which is a fair call, but yeah.
How about Sally. How about my one this afternoon? Because it always happens. I do it on podcast day because...
Are you at the point now where you're just ripping in at Warnie?
No, I still haven't gone down that route yet. Did
you say thirsty?
Oh.
Next week. That's next week.
Obvious. What's wrong with me? Are you thirsty, Warnie? It's a no-brainer. Anyway.
Thirstier than Jack Newton holding a cup of tea in a saucer.
I said to him, hey, at Shane Warne, I had a bet with a mate. Can you clear up who your first test wicket was? Ravi Shastri or Ravi Shankar? # Carton on the line. Obviously, I know it was Ravi Shastri. I can tell you all about it. I was watching. I was there at the game that day.
It was 190 or something.
150. He got spanked around the ground by a young Sachin Tendulkar and by Ravi Shastri. And then Ravi Shastri eventually went for one big hit too many. Got dumb for 206.
Right.
That was Warnie's first test weekend. Right. I can tell you all about it. But I thought, maybe it'll tug at his heartstrings a little bit. Maybe he'll go, mate, Ravi Shankar is the musician that used to play with the Beatles. He's like George Harrison's best mate. It's
just check, mate. He might have replied while we've been on
By putting it out there, people thought that, A, I don't know anything about cricket. Well, guess what, guys? Probably know more than you. And B, that I think that Ravi Shastri and Ravi Shankar are maybe similar vocational people.
Easy wicket.
Fair dinkum. Like, do you guys think I'm that dumb?
Did you get lots of replies saying...
Yeah, I didn't get anything from Warnie, but I got someone called Spiros Kontaminis.
Oh, yeah, the South guy.
Say, I reckon Shastri caught by Dean Jones at SCG. I think Shastri was on double time. Thanks, Spiros. You're right. That's what it was.
You put his fire out, Spiro.
This fella, at Aussie Bad Apple, he took it hook, line and sinker. He tweeted me 3 times. First of all, he writes... it was Shastri. Isn't Shankar the guy who played with the Beatles? Again, yes. Yes, he was. Then he says, and I think it is Shankar, not Shankar. And so he corrected my spelling as well. Thanks, Bad Apple. And then he says, yep, Warney, one for 150. Ravi Shastri caught by Dean Jones for 206 off 45 overs. This is the kicker. Warney probably too busy to answer. Thanks, Bad Apple. Oh, you're kind of stomping.
I love how a dude named Bad Apple's picking you up on your spelling.
You're stomping on my whole job here. I don't care if Warney's too busy to answer. He has to answer. It's part of the game. But bless you, I love your participation. So don't let me...
So have you hit a wall yet with this?
Nah, because kind of the reactions today kind of got me a little bit of a rejuvenation. So
yeah,
it was
right.
It was kind of funny. Anyway, boys sack time. This is mail and feedback. As I said earlier in the episode, we've had a great response to iPhone Roulette with Yvonne Sampson, which was the episode before this one. We had a lot of fun doing that. And as former legends said, if you weren't a fan of her beforehand, you certainly would be now. And if you're not, then we don't want your listenership. Pretty frankly.
Yes, we do. 5 stars before you leave.
How good is she? She's a tremendous person. So funny. She was, as I said, she sent me a message on Twitter the other day saying how I'm glad. She said she was glad people enjoyed her laughing between chugs of wine. She was just sipping wine while she was talking to us. What a legend.
She took the Viv Richards story pretty well.
Oh, yeah, she did. That was... I was toying whether to say that or not.
You're a cat on a hot tin roof.
Again, if you want to, if you haven't listened to the iPhone Roulette, it's towards the end of the episode. I dropped a huge bombshell on Yvonne Sampson, and you can hear it, something like it, towards the end of that episode. So shout outs from, we had At Lunge Bar, who piped up and gave us a bit of a prop, so thank you. At Potts99, Potts spelt with a Z, which I don't know how I feel about, but... I'll accept
Call
it.
Apple. Call
I'll
Bad Apple.
I'll accept it for the sake of this. At yes_IamSancho, who's been a good supporter of us, and at PaulMac_78, who I'm assuming is not Paul Mac that collaborated with Daniel Johns from Silverchair, the Yoko Ono of Silverchair.
Yeah, I was going to say he's wrecked a good band, that guy.
So yeah, there's been some good feedback, which
lots
has
and
been
lots,
great.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really, really love our fans. They are the coolest people. Thank you to anyone who's done some 5-star reviews for us. If you haven't, please do it. It's our only payment. It helps us. It gives us the. It's the carrot. It's the live baiting that keeps this podcast going.
Yeah, it's basically the likes and retweets. Pretty much, it is. It's the virtual likes and retweets that. Basically, it just makes us feel good that people are listening. Speaking of people who are listening, a fellow called Chris Kennedy, who writes for NRL.com, who I've developed a bit of a relationship with, he's a fantastic fellow. You can find him on Twitter at CKennedy80.
He's a super coach legend, isn't he?
NRL fantasy, yes. He's very, very good. Poor girlfriend of his, she says goodbye to him in March and goes, I'll see you again in October.
But that's everyone who plays that super coach.
Oh, fair dinkum. But anyway, he tweeted us live from the West Tigers Eels press conference the other day.
Right.
And he basically pointed us to the fact that Pat Richards just left us a little surprise right there on the microphone. And it was one of these classic examples of sporting cliches. So let's have a listen to it.
I'm just enjoying my part and my role on the side. It was a tough old slog out there at times, and we hung in there and we ended up getting away with it. So it's a credit to the boys working hard for 80 minutes.
How many did you count in there?
I counted 2, but he's just not getting our full name out. I appreciate
the subliminal.
I got
about 4 that there was a full 80 minutes.
Yeah.
There was stuck in there. There was full credit. There was another one in there as well. Paddy Richards, he was the gift that kept on giving that day.
And a shout out to the boys from Full 80 Podcast. You owe us one.
Mm.
So we got you in that one as well.
And then not to be outdone, Madge Maguire in the post-match presser. Clearly he was in a decent mood because they just stolen the chockies and run home. So he came up with one as well. Here it is.
Obviously, full credit to obviously the Bulldogs. They're a good team. But the boys kept staying at it and stuck by each other and, the character was shown.
Good on you, Madge. Again, not quite
not
there.
The full credit to the boys. Right,
Anthony Watmo was the one who really came through the other
week. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to tweet a couple of the blokes who follow us, a couple of the players, and see if they can't get in on the action. I'm talking to you, Jeremy Smith.
Okay, okay. Well, we'll see if Jeremy Smith can come up with... He has to get interviewed, though. He has to play a good game so they actually decide to interview him. Or all the other players need to leave the field first and he's the last one left. And they go, okay, Smithy, we'll talk to you. Let's talk to you, Jezza, J-Bird. So there you go. If you hear any sporting cliches in post-match interviews and all that sort of stuff and you want to get them to us, please, we love them. At Late Mailman is my Twitter handle, at @former_legend. We're at FCTTB _podcast on Twitter, on Facebook as well. And we've also had some requests for SoundCloud because some people don't use Apple products. So
Do we do Stitcher?
That does sound like a dating app. And so I don't want to even say it. So if there really is a thing called Stitcher where you can listen to podcasts, well, then get onto Stitcher. But then if you don't, then you're not hearing me say this.
Now,
so if you have friends who are not on Apple things, tell them to get on this Stitcher thing.
Woody, here's a little bit of talking about dating apps.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of homework for you.
Okay.
Find out what Thrinder is all about. I'll say it again, Thrinder.
Okay. Again, don't want to Google that, particularly on someone else's computer.
Any of our listeners are on Thrinder, let us know your experience.
Just tweet us, @LateMailman, @former_legend. This has been Full Credit to the Boys podcast. Please get to iTunes, leave some reviews. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
See you. Goodbye. I'm going to see some action, baby. And I'm going to see some action.